Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode one, season two of Out and About with Antoinette, the podcast. You know, I've taken a break for a minute, but I am back because this is where you're going to be to hear from people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Yolanda Kennedy. That's right. Yolanda is the creator of so many things, but we're going to be talking about E-Mom Network. That's right. She is making a positive impact, not only here in the state of Delaware, but for women and other communities all around the world. And I am so excited to have her here today because she has created a wonderful platform for women to share their education, their training, and their courses. So welcome, Yolanda, to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I am so glad that you are here. You know, many years ago, we connected, you know, at a networking event in Middletown. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I remember. When we used to go out and actually shake people's hands.
That was back when we could hug and we could shake hands and we could go to a truck stop. I think it was that truck stop, right?
Yes, 301 Plaza.
And even back then, you were doing some great things. And then we met again at another local restaurant. You know, we went to, I think it was what, like Applebee's or something in Middletown?
Or maybe Bob Evans? Maybe Bob Evans.
Okay. So we just plugged Bob Basically, Evans and Applebee's.
We like to eat people, so.
That's right. We need to shout them out. We loved it. And you know what? This is also a great way to connect. Now, you know, pre-COVID, you know, we would get together at those conferences. We'd get together over brunch or breakfast. But now you are doing something amazing. You have pivoted. And now you are doing something for us moms with the E-Mom Network. Tell us that journey.
Well, you know, it's funny because I picked the name out actually 4 or 5 years ago. And unfortunately, during that time, I had some medical challenges and I wanted to do something online prior to that. But with the medical challenges, everything kind of got put on hold. And then COVID-19 hit. And it was like, okay, I'm finally feeling a little better. I think I want to get back into business, go ahead and do what I want to do. But then COVID-19 hit. So all of a sudden I couldn't network anymore. And you know, I'm good at that. I'm one of those people like, you know, I meet you yesterday and I know you're married, 3 kids. You know, but like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a people person. And so COVID-19 kind of like flattened me because I was like, I felt a little funny talking to a computer screen, you know what I mean? But it was like, okay, I got to do something because this is not going to go away anytime soon. You know, a lot of things are changing, a little bit adjusting, but it's not going to go away anytime soon. We're still trying to figure so much stuff out. And I thought, well, I've always wanted to work with moms because I was a stay-at-home mom. And then I wound up working from home for decades while I raised my 2 boys. Now those boys are grown and my youngest one is married with kids and I'm a grandma, so I love it. And I thought, you know what? We are getting more online. I want to go ahead and build a website. I knew how to build websites. I learned all those things over the years. And with my medical challenges, I thought, you know, I need to do something more virtually. Therefore, if I have a good day, if I have a bad day, I can still be present. And so what happened was I had played with a couple different names, believe it or not, you know. And I was like, they just not kind of getting what I'm trying to say. And I was like, well, I need to clean up my computer. You know, they say you got so much space and you got to get rid of photos. And I was like, okay, so let me go ahead and start clicking through. And what is up there but my logo, E-Mom Network, right? And I'm sitting there like, why did I never use that? Like, you know, that's perfect. So I went to namevine.com. That's one of the things I teach people how to do, is a resource of, so you can check and see if something's available. And it was open across the board. So I went in, grabbed the domain, grabbed my social media platforms. I'm like, that's it. That's what we're going to do. Because I really want to connect moms to resources. You know, we have training and stuff, but I want them to be trained, understand the next step for their business, and then know how to go to step 3, step 4, step 5. And, you know, and connect them to resources, connect them to exposure opportunities, like interviews and podcasts and different things. Because I remember when I started, I had to figure out myself. I didn't really have anybody to reach back to and say, hey, you know, could you help me? Do you know somebody? You know, it was a lot of struggles, but it was a lot of time and money. And I was trying to cut something in half for other women. I'm like, you know what? Now with the internet, this should be faster, quicker. We should reach more resources. And I want moms to know that they can actually still raise their kids, have the lifestyle they want, and still make really good money at home. I mean, I was fortunate. I was in a very rural area at the time. I mean, rural. Sometimes I would get stuck behind the Amish farmers.
Wow.
And yeah, that's how it was. And, you know, and I don't want to date myself, but let's just say the internet was just starting. Like, it was like, hey, what's this thing called internet? And so I had to do a lot of stuff like offline. And I'm glad I did, because what it did is taught me how to create a business, how to create relationships, how to create sales, how to get your first client. And then I'm transferring to online, which now is like you use certain tools to help make things quicker, but you still need those skills. So that's one thing we try to put together in Imam Network, not just like go to Facebook, go here, go there, because they're tools. We teach you how to build the skills you're going to need to have a business. And if it's online, if it's virtual, that's great. But you have the skills that you need to propel your business forward, to get that first client, to generate income, to start generating consistent income. So that's what we were really about. And about, because with my kids, I had two boys, football, track. It was such a blessing because I was able to still pick them up and sometimes even pick up their friends. And, you know, I kind of knew who their friends was. I knew what was going on, even as I got older. And that's the one thing. And I see women online all the time talking about how overwhelmed they are. And I'm like, you shouldn't be overwhelmed. You're not in your season. Something's not clicking here. Because if you're working for yourself and you want to be home, you want to be flexible, something's not quite clicking. And that's what I wanted to basically help women with. You know, sometimes it's about understanding your season and then understanding how you take a business and put that into the season you're at this time. And then as your kids grow up, your business can adjust and move and grow with your kids. If you have very small kids, you need to be concerned about clients, how much time you really have. Do you have daytime hours? Because when your kids are really small, you don't have daytime hours. I mean, the truth of the matter is they own your day. Like, let's be honest. Exactly. But as they get a little older, then you can say, well, I have a little more time here. And unfortunately, with COVID-19, a lot of parents, even though they may have older kids now, have the kids home because of hybrid school and different things going on. So sometimes you just have to readjust. And I've always been honest with my clients. There was a time I had to take my 8-year-old to like a home inspection because I started out in real estate. And I would say, hey, well, I have my 8-year-old today. I'm going to meet you for the home inspection. I'm going to be there. Is it okay if I bring him? And they'd be like, oh yeah, no problem. And they always loved him. You know, I always get confident. Oh, he's such a well-behaved kid. I'm like, and I'm thinking like, okay, he's 8. Like, I mean, he's not going to go running around the house, but right. You know, but I always like pre-approved it to my clients. If sometimes things change, and most clients have kids, they have their own family. They know that's going to adjust. So if you're upfront and honest, then it's a very smooth transition. I was never stressed because I always said, look, this is what I can do and this is what I can't do. And I always set hours and I tell people, I know that you're excited about having a client, but you have to set your hours.
Yes. That is so important because especially now, you know, that we're in COVID, people are working from home or remotely. And from the time they get up to the time they go to sleep, even after they put the babies to bed, they're back working. And that is not healthy at all. And I actually learned that, back in 2005, I would believe I was working in corporate America. I was with IBM at the time, and they were introducing the work from home program. So this was way before COVID. And I used to put the boys on the bus, go into my office, start working, work all the day through, you know, eat at my desk, not do anything because I didn't want to be unplugged. The kids would come home. The boys would come home. I'd do what I needed to do, get dinner ready. And then once they went to bed, I go right back downstairs to work. So again, you know, this is, you've got to be able to make sure that your day is not not going to be, you know, all work all the time. You need to break. So I'm going to, in full disclosure, let me let people know that I'm collaborating with Yolanda here, and we have been putting together some programs. I've uploaded How to Build a Successful Blog, and that's the WBiz Institute, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us how other women can collaborate with you on the creation and or teaching of their individual courses?
Now, what I'm doing is I created a platform called WBizInstitute.com. And what that does is allow women and moms that have online courses to upload for free and to basically start promoting their courses right away. There's a lot of platforms out there, and I noticed that sometimes we get bogged down, you know, or this is the right tool, this is the right platform, this one has this, you know, and then what happens is you do nothing. You look around, it's been weeks, sometimes months, and you haven't done anything. And that's one thing we're trying to change with Imam Network. You know, I hate to say it, but we want to kind of get you the information and give that little push that you're going to need to kind of use it and go to the next step, because that's the hardest thing. I never forget when I had to do my first Facebook Live. Now, I stand in front of people. I've done speeches. I mean, you know, I walked in rooms, didn't know anybody, just start shaking hands. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, this is going to be live. You know, like I can't make a mistake. I can't record it and go back. I can't edit it. And it was just like this panic mode. And the first one was like, okay, I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? Like this, you know, it's like, okay, how, you know, I'm like talking a mile a minute. But once I did the first one, it's funny because now I'm just like, you know what? I would like to really make that point. I think somebody needs to hear that. I'll just jump on. So it's, I hate to say it, but it's almost like I did a post today on Facebook, on facebook.com/imamnetwork. And my post said, moms, I would love to say that birthing a business is easy, but we all know better.
I love that, because birthing a business and birthing a baby is very, very difficult. So we're going to take a quick break so you guys can go grab yourself something, a sip or snack. And we're going to be right back with my special guest, Yolanda Kennedy, who is the creator of the E-Mom Network. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting. I'm also an award-winning blogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, which is going to be heard every week, Wednesdays at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest who's not only from the state of Delaware, but other areas, and they are doing some fantastic, positive things in their community. And today's guest is Yolanda Kennedy. She is the creator of E-Mom Network. Now, before the break, we started talking about why she decided to create this platform. Today, she's going to get into a little bit more about the offerings of the WBiz Institute and how you ladies can become involved as well. So, Yolanda, what is the next step? If someone is interested in being a part of the E-Mom Network or the WBiz Institute, what do they need to do after listening to this podcast episode?
What I would recommend is going to emomnetwork.com. And believe it or not, I'm going to suggest that you take our quiz. There's a little 5 or 6 question quiz on our homepage, because we want to make sure that we're a good fit for you and you're a good fit for us. I know that sounds a little weird because most people say, go buy this, join us. No, we want to make sure that you're where you need to be in order to get started. Now, the good thing about email network is that we are towards beginners in our Spark program. And that means that we kind of start from naming your business, forming an LLC, if that's what you need help with, how to get your domain, how to get on social medias, how to basically create a brand online, you know, things like that. So we kind of start you from the beginning and then move you up through. Of course, we deal with social media marketing and things like that, but I find that a lot of people haven't done the basics and they jump straight to the social media marketing. They jump straight to this, they jump straight, but they don't have their target person in mind. Everybody, people, hear me. Everybody is not your client. Everybody's not your client. Everybody's not your client. I say that because everybody's like, oh, everybody can use it. Everybody can use it, but who are you talking to? Now you have to remember online, there's a big space. And you have like a little dot right now in that big space. So what you want to do is you want to talk to your people. Like people say, oh, why didn't you do women? Because I really realized I can relate to mom because I was one there. I had the kids. I had a husband that commuted 1.5 hours away. So I can relate to being basically a single parent Monday through Friday and had to figure this out. I had no immediate family or anything. So I can relate to the struggles, the stress and different things that goes on. And of course, you know, when you have kids, you love them, but they always act up the like most inconvenient time. And you're like, okay, like last week I had all this time. This week I got no time. And now your school's calling me because you want to show up in school in class. That's just being a mom. Like that's just the reality of it. So I can relate to that. So I'm like, I need to talk to my people because, you know, I was stressed, especially before I realized time management, things like that. So that's the Imam Network. And then WBiz, what happens is once you become a member of Imam Network, you're automatically linked to WBiz. And the reason we do that is because there are some women who I spoke to someone just recently. She took this 2-week course and she's like, oh, I was all excited and now I know how to create a course. Okay. And then she said, but Yolanda, after I create the course, I don't know what else to do. She didn't know how to market it. She did not, like, you know. So that's what we kind of get in like in our loop right now. It's like, how to do this, how to do that, how to do that. And then you run and paying this person, run and paying this person, run and paying this person. So you know how to do it, but now what? And business is not about just how to do something. It's about marketing, knowing your people to talk to, how, you know. So that's what Imam Network is all about. So you want to connect with Imam Network first, and then we'll guide you over to WBiz Institute because we want to make sure that you're set up properly.
Awesome. And you know what, ladies, again, if you are interested in learning more, Yolanda is going to provide us with her contact information, website, and any other sites that she wants us to be made aware of, because this is a great opportunity, you know, to pivot during this pandemic. You know, we're not going to be going back to a new normal. We are going forward, and everyone needs to find their forward button and do that. And because, you know, again, women are multitaskers, we know how to multitask. And we all know that, you know, there is a gift within us. We want to leave a legacy. As I always say that, you know, our gift from God is life. And what we do with that life is our gift back to Him. So what is it that you can share with the world? What is it that you can leave with the world? And start with, you know, again, what you are good at and who is your target market audience. Because like Yolanda said, you can't service everyone. You know, people say, oh yeah, I can get everyone. No, you can't. You need to narrow your niche. Choose that topic and then even make it smaller, because you never know, with whatever it is that you do, can literally change someone's life. So Yolanda, please provide my listeners with contact information if they want to get with you to learn more about Imam Network or WBiz Institute.
The young ladies, the best way to contact me is through social media and on my website, imamnetwork.com, we have a contact us. Unfortunately, I would like to talk to everybody personally, but right now I just can't. I mean, I would love to, but that's the best way to contact us. And then if you wanted to connect with us through social media, we are Imam Network across the board, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. If you're there, we're there, Clubhouse. So that's also the best way to contact us through social media. You can get updated with my lives, my little tips, my little teachings outside of our membership area. So just imamnetwork.com, go to contact us. And you just have to tell people, ask people, give me 24 hours, Monday through Friday. The weekend, I'm on. So, because I need to rest. Remember, I said I'm a grandma now. So I need my naps, people. and then social media, just Imam Network. No matter what platform you're on, just type in that and we'll come up.
Awesome, Yolanda. I love that. You need your naps.
Yes,
I need grandma, my naps, people. You know, one day, not any soon, but thank you, Yolanda, so very much for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. And I am hoping that you have a wonderful week, a restful weekend, and may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision.
Thank you. And I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be here. You know, moms, just know that you have help. I have this great testimony that somebody sent me on my site that said, working with me like working with a wise friend. So trust me, and that's my approach. It's no hard selling, it's nothing. If you need help. Oh, and I almost forgot, we also offer live Q&A and live events in the memberships. So week to week, you know, in a month, you have the opportunity to get your questions answered and everything else. So we're here to help.
Awesome. I love that. Ladies, please, if you've heard anything today that you wish to share, please do so. Subscribe to the podcast, because you know what? This is a wonderful platform in which we can share and grow. And I want to thank you all for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. And every week I have the privilege and the honor to interview guests from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some great things in their communities. And if you too would like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. Don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and vlog, by simply using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you all again for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.